So this is a tape describing how to handle a red overlay for the person who has it. A red overlay is on a person then usually from a prenatal or early in life age as a protective mechanism, and it's for sensitive people who feel threatened, abandoned, abused, neglected, unprotected, overbeared upon, smothered, suffocated. It could be that your mom was depressed when she was pregnant, or shocked, and, oh my God, I have a kid, I don't want it. The little kid puts red around them. There's all sorts of reasons. The reason isn't so much important in doing the homework, but at some point, we still will have to address the reason. So the red overlay homework assignment is very simple. We first have to recognize we have it. Number two, we have to recognize we've outgrown the need of its protection. It really helps children up until they're around 10 years of age. And then you can get on your bicycle, cross the street, and go around town and get home by dark. Or sort of promise you'll get home by dark, but not. And you can speak, and you can use the telephone, you can talk to your friends, and so you're able to make decisions on whether to come or go to a certain degree. And so at that point, you're supposed to see that you made it. So people with red overlays, once they get around age 10, like we usually, when we have one, start seeing it, and a little at a time we start feeling okay or safe. But when I see big people with red overlays, what's happened is they didn't feel safe on the playground, they didn't trust anybody, they hedged and hesitated, and the red said, I ought to keep protecting you. So to get rid of the red, which is no longer serving us, it makes us feel isolated or gets us in trouble, or we see red either in others or we feel self-destructive, is not serving us at all. In fact, it's just trying to say, send me home. So it's a once a day. I suggest people do it in the morning before they start their day exercise that you do until you're bored with the process. More often than not, I see people take from a week to 3 weeks to do it. I've seen people take a year. I've seen people do it the first day. So it's up to each individual. The homework is to get quiet, undisturbed, and anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes is the length of the process because it has some variables. The first time is usually just a 5 minute process. Imagine around your head and shoulders a bowl of red. It's an overlay, you see red. It's the remnants of what used to surround your entire body and protect you. So you take an imaginary eraser in one or both hands and you tell the red, I want to thank you for protecting me, but I'm going to send you home now. I no longer need you, and I'm really grateful for all your help, even though you've been torturing me for however many years trying to tell me to get rid of you. So here's the erasers, and I'm erasing it. And I'm going to allow the coolness to come into my face, and allow that I'm not suffocated, I'm not in my own little pinging feedback system. And then I'm going to take a breath, and then my mind's eye going to go all the way back into my mother's womb. And I'm going to look at that little peanut-shaped zygote, that little forming me, since we don't know whoever's listening to this when their red started, we're just going to go back to conception. It might have even come from another life with it, so who knows what the carryover is. So let's start at the very beginning. And we'll go back and we'll take this eraser and we'll say, hello, you. I'm the whatever age version I am. I'm the 50-year-old version of you right now. I made it. I'm 50 years old now. Or 20 or 30 or 75, whatever it is. I am this age and I've made it. And I'm here to tell you that we made it. You don't need this red anymore, so let's erase it. So you take your eraser and help erase it around that little person, and then you go to age one and do the same, and age two and three, and most people do not remember in vitro. They do not remember being in the womb. They do not remember age one or two. They start to sort of remember sometimes around three. Usually by four and five they got it. But some people don't even remember yesterday. So whoever it is, I'm asking you at age one to erase it. Just make up what you felt you were like at age one. Just announce it. Hello, me at age one. I am the such and such age version of you. We're going to pick on 50 today. I'm the 50-year-old version of you, and I'm here to erase this red around you because we made it. You don't need it. So you erase it and you go at age one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. In your mind's eye, it goes really fast. It's not to be said out loud. It'll take forever. When you get to age 10, hello, 10-year-old version of me. I'm the 50-year-old version of you, and I'm here to help you. I want you to know, look, we've made it. You don't need this red. Here's an eraser. I want you to erase it from around you. Because around age 10 is when the child was supposed to start dealing with it. So now we let the child deal with it in the mind's eye. So it erases it. And then we go to 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, all the way till today. And when we get to today, we erase around our whole self, even though by the time we're at the whatever age we are, it's usually ended up sitting in our face. It's around the entire body for the rest of this exercise. Only at the very beginning do we do head and shoulders, where it's usually sitting. Because at each age it raises up, but you know, each person's individual, so whoever's listening to this needs to erase around their whole body so we can definitely cover the spaces where it used to be. And so we erase the red all the way up till today, and once we're here today and we erase the red around us, we lift up our mother hen feathers, like the mother, come on back, all of me, and we welcome back all those disintegrated parts of us so that we can reintegrate them. And it's a fashion of inner child work, which is recollecting or recollecting who you are, or looking back at blocked off parts, or recollecting yourself. It's also a process of undoing hidden memories. So why it can take from up to 5 to 30 minutes is, while you're doing age 4, you might remember the time you got locked in the closet as a form of punishment. You might remember that little kid who pulled your hair. You might remember being lost in the store and panicking for 2 minutes, even though the folks were standing right next to you, you didn't see them, you looked everywhere but there, and they're running around. So you might remember these moments, and as a big person get to go, okay, I've been holding on to that, and to let it go. After we recollect ourselves, after we do our mother hen thing, then in our mind's eye we stand between us and the world, or us and what we, if we can imagine what the problem was, like scary people, stop, or smothering people, leave me alone, or being abandoned, I'll create people who are able to participate, and I won't be afraid whether they leave or not, because there's a never-ending list of people we can play with. And, or these scary, threatening people, well, you know what, they were when I was 6 and they're not here right now. And so that we can take the time to also say stop, I'm back, I'm in charge. You don't have to mess with me anymore. And during this whole process, it's important that we breathe. Whenever I tell people about this, they're always holding their breath, trying to, you know, feel, do it right. It's just breathe easy. And that's all there is to it. Do it once a day until you're bored. You can do it 100 times a day if you want, but once a day tends to do it, usually starting your day so that as you move out in the world, you're already dealing with being aware that you've been protected and that you're trying to eliminate that protection. The reason it takes many days is the minute you go out in that world, your instant red goes, you really didn't mean it, did you? And it gets back on you to protect you. So by the end of the day, you're all protected again at first, and it will eventually fade. Now, each person's different. You can modify the way this is worded. The intention of it is to announce to all the parts of you that you're back, announce that they're safe, erase the red, show them that they made it, recollect yourself, and stand between the offensive or abandoning, betraying, uncomfortable or overly comfortable energy, and make a decision to be in charge of your life. Period.